This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good news is the Mets are getting healthier with their rotation. Yankees obviously on a roll, winning four straight. Mets activating Kodai Senga. Who they designate? Rico Garcia designated for assignment. So one of those great bullpen arms that we talked about. He actually wasn't bad yesterday, eating some innings. He is DFA'd, and Kodai Senga will be back tonight to take the mound for the Mets in Kansas City. Back to the Yankees. Eddie is in center reach. What's up, Eddie?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? I want to talk about how positivity the Yankees are. Look at what they did. You know, 0-35 after last night. 0-35, five runs down in the seventh inning. They broke the streak on that. It was clutch. Wells, what a clutch hit with two out. Volpe, great slide. Stanton, first pinch hit, home run of his career.
Don't forget Grisham leading things
Bellinger
off. Grisham, base hit, lead it off.
Bellinger, 15-game hitting streak.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you see Devin Williams, how pumped up he was when
yes.
he got that third out?
I noticed that.
Pumped up. And then I got a trade proposal.
Okay.
Dominguez Chisholm to Cleveland for Kwan and Ramirez.
At least it's somewhat realistic, Eddie, and thank you for the call. I was going to hesitate there because the way the call was going, I thought maybe we were going to get a less realistic trade offer. But Dominguez and who do you say?
I think it's Jazz.
Oh, yeah, Dominguez and Jazz.
For Kwan
Ramirez. Yeah.
And Ramirez.
You would do
it's
that.
Actually, that's there. I mean, did he say Dominguez and Jazz or
yes.
just Jazz?
Dominguez and Jazz. You would do that. You'd have to from a Yankee
know.
Perspective. Oh, dude.
I don't know, man. I don't know. They
you
got my brain twisted in knots these last couple of days. I don't know if I want to do that.
No, but that one you'd have to do. I get not wanting to give up on the potential of Dominguez. You're getting Ramirez back. He's the best player. And now you're losing Jazz. But do you think Jazz is going to sustain?
He's not a 315 hitter.
That's the point.
No, but I will say this, though. There are not many. There are some examples, and Paul O'Neill's one of them, where he came over from Cincinnati, didn't play against the lefties, had one approach, and won a batting title. Now, I think that was the shortened season in 94, but obviously hit 300 a bunch of times and was a stud and a grinder and a really just professional at bat. So I still see Jazz swinging from his shoes quite a bit, which is not what you're looking for. But
he's in a home run derby, by the way.
I know. That's probably going to only make it worse. But he is on a great run, and it's fun to see. But no, he's not a pure high average hitter. I'm with you on that. Did you see the number? No, I mean, I'm very curious how they actually find this. Hoff, if you know, let me know. Like, it's such a random stat. Like, who the hell even looks for this? Last night, the Yankees were the first team since 1977.
Right.
The Pirates. To be no-hit through the first seven and have a five-run deficit and simultaneously overcome both and win the game. Like, how do you even dig for that stat?
Right, but that makes sense. Like, to me, that's not surprising. The majority of the time, if you're getting no hit through seven innings,
you're going to lose,
especially,
let alone being down by five, not one or two. No, I'm not saying that I think it's common.
Right.
It's definitely not common.
Right.
But how do you find Well, the 1970s, I think it was in June, the June 6th of 1970s.
Was it Sarah Langs who had that?
No, I did see that.
Katie Sharp. It was Katie Sharp has it. That's what she does, right? She has the, Yankees stats? I forget exactly what she does, but Katie Sharp always has these great numbers on there.
I don't know, she's just Yankees. I saw it on the Yes Network, then I saw it on social media floating around. I just don't know, is there a database where you just type in something random? Obviously, I'm serious. How do you find that? I'd like to know the answer.
Yeah, I would never know where to begin researching that.
That's what I'm saying.
Baseball reference game log.
Roto sheet. Yeah. You'd have to go through every single game in the existence of baseball. It's an amazing uncovering of a wacky stat.
Which made it even more of an incredible comeback win when you look at that. Ronald is calling from Idwood, New York. What's up, Ronald?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Ron.
I'm calling because I was doing the Fanatic Fest and I saw the whole setup you guys had. It was beautiful. You was got guys by the signing, and then I called in that day on Sunday, the last day. I called in and I asked BT, can the Yankees become back to the old days? And you hit me with the, you ever seen Sopranos? You know.
Oh yeah. The lowest form of human communication. Yeah, you remember when. Yeah, I use that one a lot. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, that bit. And now I just got excited when I saw the Yankees because I left that game in the sixth inning, and they were down 6-0, I believe. And I left it there, and then I woke up today, and I woke up to you guys, and I wanted to call back and remind you. That's what it is.
You left last night's game, you're talking about?
Yeah, last night.
Oh, man, Ron, that sucks, bro. You got to stick it out.
Come on, Ron.
You got to stick it out. You call back, you're giving up hope. Come on. Come on, man. Well, these are the Yankees.
I was laying down in bed, and they just... right there.
It happens. We'll give you a little pass on this, Ron. We met you. You're a good dude. Listen, the remember when thing. Now instead of saying, hey, remember when the Yankees used to grind out at bats with like Bernie and everybody? Now it's like, remember when the Yankees DFA'd DJ?
Yeah.
Here we go. Those are remember wins that I want to hear.
That's why.
Remember when they decided to stick with Dominguez leading off? Yeah, I'll do those remember wins.
That's why I think it's more than just about the four straight wins, but the sweep over the Mariners or even the performance last night and coming back. It's more than that. It's the culmination of... Number one, the organization finally, for whatever reason, acknowledging now, like whatever reason it took for them to get here today or whatever it was the other day, moving Jazz to second. That's number one. Number two, finally, after years of begging and yelling and screaming for them to move on from LeMahieu, Finally, they decided this week to move on from LeMahieu. So those are two huge things that fans have wanted to see happen. The Yankees woke up and made those moves. And then you throw in the fact that they have been winning and they've been looking good in doing so. You mentioned Schlittler. You throw him in there as well. A young starter, a fireballer, with a power pitcher with potential. Again, who knows if it's going to be able to be maintained. Same thing with the offense. Who knows if it's going to be able to be maintained here, but there are reasons to believe that it's different because it is different now based on some moves that they've made this week.
Yeah, it is different because they're finally becoming different, which is why it just feels different now. And for the reasons that Sal just said, obviously I don't need to restate them, but there's been, whether it's an awakening or a recalibration or an acknowledgement, whatever word you want to use, the Yankees are doing business just a little differently, and it's all we wanted.
Yeah.
We've been screaming for this.
And the same week, Brian Cashman basically come out and said, we're going for it. Which you didn't need to hear that from him, but I thought his press conference, which, you know, they go on and on and on with Cashman, he gives the long answers, which is great because he's transparent. You have to come away from that, aside from the maybe soft spot or blind spot with Volpe, even though I agree with him to a certain extent, you have to come away with knowing that he's going to do whatever it takes to build the best team possible. The only question is, do you trust him to get the right pieces to build this team to go out there and win a World Series when he hasn't really done that?
I hear you. He hasn't in a long time. I actually do. That's like one of the things I trust most about him. Because, you know, he brought in Jazz a year ago. He's made, now, some of the other moves that I mentioned, well, Fielder was actually Bob Watson in 96. But, you know, David Justice, been other moves here. I think for the first time in a long time, now I'm not saying that they did what they did because they reacted to what the noise around the team has been. But when Brian Cashman talks about the team, the future, whatever, he's, I'm going to use the word a little, like, he's a little arrogant. Like, he doesn't really care what we think or say. I felt like, what was the word he said? We're going to, what was the exact phrase?
Like, it was very aggressive. Before I forget, yeah.
I know, we did mention it before. Whatever it was, we're going to bust out, or we're going to, whatever it was, I think that was his message to Yankee fans, which he never does. Like, hey, I hear you. I hear you.
Anthony's calling from Manalapan. What's up, Ant?
What's going on, guys? You were asking how do people get these crazy stats. So there's this website, statmuse.com.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter. School. I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. you could type in anything.
Go to town was the word that Cashman used.
Yes, go to town. Thank you. Go ahead.
It's like an AI-generated thing that you could, baseball-focused. You could type in any question at all. Who was the last team to be no-hit through 8 innings, 7 innings, whatever, and be down by 5 runs and still win, and it'll spit it out right back at you.
Yeah, I mean, I knew there had to be. I knew they weren't going through roto sheet or encyclopedias. I'm very curious, how they. Good. I got the answer finally.
I don't believe that that's the case.
What?
I mean, I know StatMuse is AI. I don't believe that that's how Katie Sharp is getting her information. There's no way, because then why couldn't just anybody and everybody do that?
Because not everybody in the business fixates on those quirky things. Maybe they could.
All right, so let's try it.
Try it. Okay,
StatMuse right here. Give me something to look up.
When was the last time the last Major League Baseball team to overcome, of course, I'm giving you a lengthy one, 10-run deficits in back-to-back games? I'll take you back to the 1800s. Let's see how good this is, StatMuse.
How do you spell deficits?
Deficits. He's spelled deficits.
Come on,
bro. At least you type pretty quick. Yeah. Get those fingers moving over that. That's all the scripts over at SNY.
You're exactly right. I was going to say it wasn't close.
No way.
All right, look, this is what I put into StatMuse here. Uh-huh. When was the last baseball team to overcome? I guess I should have said who was the last baseball team to overcome. Who was the last baseball team to overcome 10-run deficits in back-to-back games?
Okay, if you want to, you can even say back-to-back 10-run deficits. Maybe it's a little cleaner, but either way, okay.
Let's see.
Anything popping up?
It pulls up. Okay, the Texas Rangers played when scoring 10-plus runs against the Angels yesterday. That's exactly what it said.
Brilliant.
The Texas Rangers played when scoring 10-plus runs against the Angels yesterday.
Feel better about our future.
Seven.
Can't even construct a normal sentence. It's not even, it's a fragmented sentence.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. I don't know it. Hoff, are you seeing the StatMuse thing? Maybe you're better with this, BT, than I am, but I legit...
I don't think so. I think you typed in what I would have typed in since I told you to type it in.
Let me just say who was. Okay, who was the last baseball team to... This is what I'm saying. You got to give Katie Sharp some more credit.
I'm not trying to discredit her. I just... Yeah. I mean, I can promise you she's not going through, like, paper pamphlets.
Who was the last team... Who was the last baseball team to overcome 10-run deficits in back-to-back games? It took that and said who was the last baseball team to score 10 runs in a game, I think. Because you have the Rangers yesterday scoring 11 runs, Red Sox on July 9th scoring 10 runs.
But it's not back-to-back, though, so it's not even fully complete.
What it does here is it has all the teams who have scored more than 10 runs.
This year? And then you could go and do an...
There's a million teams here that
But then you'd have to do a more specified search and look for anybody who did it maybe back-to-back. So it's not. It's partially AI generated.
But I wrote that in there. What AI can't digest that information?
Come on, step it up, AI.
I got to be honest. I looked on Google, and their AI got real lazy. Like, yeah, this stat's not really well searched out. So we're not going to give you anything.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
exactly
what they said.
Human.
So I still don't have my answer.
I think Katie Sharp. Why don't we try getting Katie Sharp on, and we could just ask her flat out, see how she comes up with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.